Hillary Clinton's way may be clear to a possible nomination on the Democratic ticket. It's a hazier forecast, though, on the Republican side. But frontrunner Donald Trump suddenly looks like he's a lap ahead of his closest challenger, Senator Ted Cruz. With his big victory in New York State's primary taking nearly all of its 95 GOP delegates to the convention in Cleveland this summer, Trump is at least 300 delegates ahead of Cruz. One excited Trump delegate who will be in Cleveland from the state of Arizona is the former governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer.
He is he's going to make a huge difference. He's a breath of fresh air, I might say.
Governor Brewer has no problem with Trump's tough language about Muslims and says she sees eye to eye with him on immigration, walls, and claims that hordes of criminals are invading America.
I support Donald Trump and been working hard for him. I think that he will serve our country well, and I enjoy him, and I think he has a successful record as a businessman, and I think that he will bring a great economic growth to our country, which we are badly in need of, and be a job creator.
A lot of people who criticize Trump suggest that he's very short on details of how he's going to do these things. Does that bother you at all?
Well, I think we're going to see a pivot point. He's getting ready to put out a lot of different plans. But, you know, the bottom line, John, is that Mr. Trump has been a very successful businessman. I mean, he has a record unlike any of the other candidates. He's been through the red tape. He knows what it takes. And so I think that he can do that for the United States if he has done it for himself.
Do you support the wall idea and this whole notion that Mexico is going to pay for a wall?
I do. I believe that there's many different ways that he can get payment out of Mexico in regards to the wall. And we certainly, as everybody knows, that I've been after the federal government for years to, you know, secure our border and stop all this illegal immigration and the drug cartels from coming through. And Arizona happens to be the pathway to all of this. You talk to the Border Patrol, you talk to the ranchers down south, they will tell you that it's they're pouring through.
Pouring through, and we're talking about criminals and prostitutes, the sort of thing that Donald Trump talks about.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and then the people of Arizona and other places in the country, they have to put up with the drop houses, the extortion, the crime element, and the simple workers that are coming across that are just looking for a job. Well, then we end up paying for their hospitalization, their education, and in some cases, incarceration. So it's a huge debt on the American public.
And, you know, that sounds like, you know, just hatred of all Mexicans. How's that going to win Hispanic votes in November nationally?
Well, you know, I'm sorry you say it like that because I don't think it is hatred. I grew up in the Southwest. I've got Hispanic people that are in my family. They're our neighbors. They live here. They've come here legally. They work hard, and we love them. And we are a country of immigrants.
So it's not hatred.
Absolutely not. But then it
seems like it's more ignorant because the levels of immigration coming across the borders are lower than they've been in 50 years. They're going down. They're not going up.
Well, I mean, that's your opinion.
No, it's not an opinion. That's a government statistic.
Well, that, in case you believe what the government is telling you, that's great. But I'm telling you that from the Border Patrol, not only here, but in other states that I've spoken with, it hasn't. And during the summer, it will pick up again. And the cartels never slow down, John. They never slow down. You know, the sex trafficking, the drugs, the extortion, it's bad for America. And it's illegal. It's illegal.
All right. That's a very, you know, broad indictment of an enormous number of people, 14 million undocumented immigrants, most from Mexico. Let's talk about Muslims. Do you go along with Donald Trump's suggestion that Muslims hate us, that Islam is a religion that hates the West?
I think that the radical terrorists that are involved with Islam are a danger to not only our country, to everywhere. And I think we need to really pause and really know who we're vetting and who's coming into our country. We all know that we are their target. They do not like us, and they don't have any compassion whatsoever for life, not even their own.
Donald Trump wants no Muslims to come into the United States. That's not vetting. That's basically saying, this is your religion. Okay, we'll see you later.
I think Donald Trump believes that we are a country of immigrants. I think he understands that we need to do a better job of vetting. We need to take a deep breath on all of this. I think the majority of the people in the United States.
Governor, let me just be precise. Donald Trump is saying no Muslims. It's not vetting Muslims. It's no Muslims.
Well, that's your interpretation of what he's saying. I believe that he's saying that we need to take a long pause. And overwhelmingly, the people of the United States agree with that.
Well, whether the people of the United States agree with it or not, you can't discriminate on the basis of religion. That just isn't constitutional. That's not American.
Well, you're putting words in my mouth. I said we need to take a pause and we need to vet anybody that's coming into our country. The doors are not open.
All right. Well, I'm just going along with what Donald Trump has said that is on the record.
I think Islam hates us. There's something there that there's a tremendous hatred there. There's a tremendous hatred. We have to get to the bottom of it.
So that's your candidate. Islam hates us.
Well, that's a little clip of it. Anything can be taken out of context. Anything. And you can interpret it the way that you want to interpret it. I think that the American people understand that we've got Muslims and we've got radical Islamic terrorists. The bottom line is that we want to be safe. Our people in the United States deserve to know that their government's going to protect us and that we're just not letting people into our country who we all know, if they're radical Islamic terrorists, they do hate us and they do want to kill us.
All right. Well, I don't want to play word games, but you're satisfied that Donald Trump's judgment on this is acceptable and that you'll follow his lead on this one.
Well, I certainly know Donald Trump, and I know who he is and what he stands for. And I know that he's not a racist, and I know he's not a bigot, and I know that he wants to do what's right for our country.
Why did you adopt the Common Core when you were governor?
John, I got interested in politics because of education. I was concerned about my kids, and I always felt that it was important that my kids get a good public education and, a basic standard for basic sets of math and English is very important so that our kids are ready for life afterwards. And I think that it's got a bum rap. But mainly, I think it got a bum rap because the money was coming from the federal government. That now has been discarded. So there should be no more concern about the federal government having a hand in on it. We need that baseline, and testing is a very important part of life, and it's just another measure. It's just another measure of students' achievement, but certainly a very, very important one.
All righty. Jan Brewer, thanks so much.
Okay, John, thank you so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.